Good morning and welcome to Saturday AM Live. I'm giggling at the top of the hour here because we have had so many voices that I recognize, and when three or four people jump on the line and say good morning, Vance, and you know, without even a name, I can recognize those voices over the years, and yet I don't even have time to respond. So hey, thank you everybody who continues to make this part of your week. It is a real honor of mine to come into your home every Saturday or into your car or wherever you're tuning in. Today, we've got a couple things I want to cover right quick, and then we're going to talk about intention, okay? And there are several of you who have contacted me this week via email, text, or phone, either on my cell or at home. Regarding what maybe your intention was not to talk about the subject of intention. However, what I keep seeing over and over and over is, and it keeps coming up, is that concept and that word about, you know, sharing Nikan with others and the current culture and all these other factors. But before we jump into that, I think, Mom, do we have you on the line demuted? Not yet. Okay, Mom's going to hit star six. There we go. This
here.
Almost hysterical. I almost said lunatic, but that's not a good word to use. Okay, but almost hysterical mom of mine, okay, that we've had the pleasure of working in Nikan, well, for me, the last 23 years full-time. I made that decision back in 1995 to venture into full-time Nikan, calls me, 3 days ago, and... But before you share that story, I want to make a couple quick announcements, and I can't find the email on the computer, so I'm going to have to pull it up on my phone, and I don't know why certain emails come into my phone and then certain do not. But I want to, I think this will segue better into our topic of intention. So, Mom, share with the group. What happened to you a couple days ago? And this is kind of in the healthy mind / healthy society category, if I remember correctly. You had registered for, this is one of the sewing classes you're taking, correct?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, so yes. That's kind of actually not only healthy mind, but healthy body, getting out there and be active, although, you know, sewing would not be considered as a cardiovascular exercise, but you're definitely sharpening your mind and your skills. And then... You know, when you look at the society that we live in, getting out there and mixing it up with other people. And so I'll let you tell the story because I think I cut you off the other day, as I usually do when people say, oh, Vance, I got to tell you the story of what happened. And then I usually respond with stop. This is too good. I'm not going to be selfish. I want to let other people hear what happened. So what happened, Mom?
Okay, so first of all, I always go with the intention that I just may meet somebody that needs to know or see what we have. And I also go with the intention that it may not be for them, but it may be for somebody that pops into their mind. So it's a mixed bag there. But I got caught once without it, so I don't get caught anymore. The further away it is from me is the car. And so I... sometimes don't want to think of having it, oh, it's always there ready when they see it the first time, because that's being a little pushy maybe. So anyway, that was the background, and I arrive and we're sitting working on my lesson, and it was just a talking lesson. It wasn't something I had to be moving around, and neither did she. In fact, she was just saying things and making me find them on the screen. And so I said, oh, by the way, since we're just sitting here doing what I just said, let me pull something out that I just got a hold of and just show it to you. And so I did. I pulled out the touch, and I said, the only way you can experience this is if you've got something to possibly see it work on. And she says, oh, right here on my arm. And I don't have a clue what it was, but she said, right here on my arm. So I said, well, here's how you turn it on, here's how you run it, and just gave her maybe two sentences on it. She says, oh, well, I can just hold it there with my other hand because I'm just talking anyway, not using her hands. I'm using my hands. And so anyway, she says, I told her it would go off in 10 minutes. Our average time was maybe about 5 before we saw somebody respond, you know, with something. And she never said a word, and then all of a sudden she said, it turned off, and she just laid it on the desk. I never asked, I never said a word. We were on track with what she's teaching me. And so just before I left, maybe, a half hour before I left, I said to her, I said, oh, by the way, did you have any sensation? And she says, I didn't. And then she thought for a second, and I could see the expression change on her face, and she starts taking her arm up, and she takes it up, and she takes it up, and then she takes it way back, and she says, oh, my goodness. And her words that came out of her mouth were, do you know how embarrassing it is when you can't even undress yourself and you have to have your husband help you do it? And then she looked a little further. At the very beginning of my arrival, I said to her, how's the baby? She had a niece that was staying with her because of distance that she lived from where the hospital was located, that gave birth to a baby. And the baby was not well, heart issue, was in the hospital, and they were doing all kinds of stuff with her. And her expression, the gal I was talking with at the time, her expression turned from pleasure about what she felt for herself to almost a mad-drawn face. She says, oh, my goodness, how could they have helped? How could this have helped my niece's baby? If you could see that child, how badly bruised and scarred she is, and if you could have heard her wailing and screaming and crying for days and days, this has gone on, I think, about 3 weeks, she says, how could that maybe have helped that child? And then she started describing the scarring and the inflammation that was oozing out of her, and just on and on and on. And I go, I couldn't help but, like you say, sweating eyeballs. Just how could this maybe, just maybe, she said, have helped her? And I go, whoa. End of story.
Well, Mom, when you started to say that, and I don't know if you even told me anything about the baby, and being a father of three and spending a good portion of my life in orphanages around the globe and seeing the distraught conditions that completely defenseless children can get into without proper medical care, and even with proper medical care. And it's still that we're guessing to provide a solution because they can't talk. But being able to use something like the touch, and I'm sitting here thinking, I love the fact that a brand new customer, who's not even a customer yet, not even registered, correct?
Correct, yes.
Who's already thinking, how could this product, based on her experience and that embarrassment, as you said, not even being able to dress or undress herself, having to have somebody else help her because of the limited range of motion, and just, you're talking a couple minutes, right, with the touch?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I didn't discover this until she had laid it, after she'd laid it down. No, we didn't have any conversation about it, and I don't think you need to. It depends on your situation, where you are, but I knew I was going to be there for a while. I didn't even think back through that. It was just automatic responses. One that I didn't think of is, you can also imagine, because money doesn't play a part on it in any way, on any end of it, as far as I'm concerned, compared to, what I just described, would be the dollar spent on that baby and the cost of the equipment.
Sure.
We're talking about $256. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. No, and with just the hopes that maybe...
Mm-hmm.
That one product will deliver the results people are looking for.
Help the agony. It could have been all different levels.
Yeah, yeah. Because I keep thinking of how many people have we encountered, just you and I. And why is my phone ringing? Okay, sorry. Let's stop that. I'm not even touching it. Stop. No. Anyways, I must have pushed the wrong button, and now it's FaceTiming with my eldest daughter, your eldest granddaughter, who should be sleeping next door in the room. Anyways, how many people have we encountered, Mom, over the years since that we've been in NECAN that have said to us, we spent this much last year on tests, and the copay was this, and out of their own pocket, they've spent hundreds and thousands of dollars basically guessing to try and find a solution, and if nothing else, the Kinko Touch, to be able to provide so many variety of results, because we're taking what God put in the earth, all these wonderful intentions, or these wonderful solutions, and exposing the body in such a way that anybody can use it. And it's just 10 minutes, a few minutes, and see what happens. So, and you never did tell me what this new friend of yours' name is. Because this is one of your teachers in the class, right? Or was this one of the other?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, actually.
Okay.
She doesn't know we've gone global with her story, so I'd just rather not print that.
Okay, well, I think she's coming to the gathering today.
I think, it's not a positive, but she has another person that she wants to bring with her already, so.
Okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing about customers gathering customers, because when we have the intention of building a business and sharing NECAN with others, we're going to get results with these products. It may not happen in the first few minutes with something like the touch, but how many times have we stood somebody on a pair of insoles while we're sitting there visiting with them? And David Jones shared last week about his friend Lori, who just setting a Panera Bread and drinking a glass of Pie Mag water, another glass while they sat of the, the 10-4. Well, feet are on a pair of insoles, and she's got a power band bracelet on her wrist. And here's a gal who suffered a stroke prior, and all of a sudden she's got range of motion that she didn't have before. And I mean, we see those things all the time. And then other people, it takes a little longer. But I think the fun part is when we're out there introducing this, we're automatically gathering customers. And then things go a direction that, they get to be fun. So, Mom, anything else you want to add to that before we segue right into our topic of intention today? No? Okay, we'll leave it at that. I want to read, and then I want to open up the line, because, as I mentioned, several people this week have contacted me. I had, I think, four in a 24-hour period via either text, email, or phone, all with the same issue or very, very similar. And I want to read something to you that my roommate, I had two roommates at the Salt Lake Summit, Gary from up in Portland, Maine, sent me a copy of an article. Let me find the reference here. This is out of the New Yorker, and the article is titled, I can't read this small print, but let me just, I wrote it down here in my book. It's titled, Shorting a Rainbow, Pyramid Scheme That Preyed on the Poor. Okay? And this is all about the recent, and I can't get my phone to work, come on. This is all about the recent Herbalife settlement, which I believe took place last fall, and what they did with a $200 million lawsuit. That was the final payment that they were required by the, I think it was the Supreme Court in the state of Maine, if I remember correctly. But I just want to read one sentence. I got to find the sentence here. That really, I think, sets up what we're talking about here. Here it is. A federal court ordered Herbalife to restructure its business so that people were paid based on their retail sales, not on recruiting new people. The company says that the FTC misunderstood the nature of its sales. The $200 million fine was meant to compensate members who had lost money, and it goes on and on and to talk about it. And I will find that online, and I will get it out to everybody. I just came across it a few days ago. Gary and I were talking, and out of that, the intention that NECAN started with back in November of 2015, November 1st, most of you remember that NECAN went through a major restructuring of our prices Every product except for one went down. Some dropped by as much as 50%. The MagFlex, for example, it was 90. Our cost was 72, but I like to just tell people, hey, the cost of that product was 90 U.S. dollars. It's now 50. Okay? That's a pretty significant drop. The Waterfall, when Stacy and I bought ours, five and a half years ago, it was $385. Now the price on that product is $256. And the list goes on and on. Progesterol was the only product that stayed the price, same price. Actually, I think it might have gone up just a dollar or two. But still, on AutoShip, for a customer to have a cardiovascular solution that does so much to combat so many issues, it's absolutely astronomical. Nikon, as a result, came out with this statement, and I want to quote as I have it written down, and this was on the Team Kaizen call a couple weeks ago. Nikon wants to set the example, not just in the industry, but across the globe for network marketing companies. Nikon wants to set the example that our consultants purchase products for personal use, not for rank advancement or monthly ongoing qualification. This is what got Herbalife into trouble, because they were promoting their business as saying, this is how much money you'll make. All you got to do is do this, this, and this. And every single month, they had repeatedly fallen prey, or, you know, a lot of the distributors say, hey, we're a little short, or we're a lot short. We'll just buy it, and we'll sell it. The problem was they didn't develop a customer base. When Nikon went through and restructured their prices back in November of 2015, the intention was, hey, we're going to restructure the prices so that customers can, without any intention on doing the business, without even having to register and pay a membership fee, they can get the products, because 91% of people join Nikon to get the products. That's a proven fact. Versus 87% of people joined Herbalife because of a business opportunity. So those two numbers are pretty close. They're only 4% different. 87 versus 91. So if 91% of people are joining Nikon, either as a customer or as a consultant to get the products at the best possible price, and 87% of people are joining Herbalife because they're interested in the business, and yet they go down this road, and, you know, anyways, it costs the company $200 million. Nikon's intention as we go forward now is, how do we get the products affordably priced so that the greatest percentage of people can get them without any other intention other than they want the products? And that's the situation we're in today. We've had a year and a third to kind of get all our ducks in a row. And I will be the first to admit, as I did last Saturday and have previously, that we're still scrambling on how do we actually make this work for us as consultants, with those of us who have the intention of building the business and sharing it with other people. But we also want to get credit. We want to get qualifying volume for our own purchases. Okay? And I know several of you are on the line right now going, Vance, I'm chomping at the bit right now. I want to ask a question, because here's my situation. Here's my intention. And I want to make my purchases count. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And I believe there's a few of you right now that I said, hey, can you just bring that question up on the call on Saturday? Because I think there'll be other people who are in the same predicament and want to do it. So if you want to hit *6 right now and jump on in with your question, before you ask it, let me just say this one more thing. On the subject of intention, I am looking at I just read this morning. Where did it go? It wasn't the product launch one. I'll talk about that near the end. Here it is. This is from the Core Consultant newsletter that Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward collaborate on. Where did it go? I just read this, and now I can't find it, so never mind. It was a really good one sentence. Oh, here it is. Carl, is it Buchner? They may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And I thought, you know, that's kind of what most of us are doing with the intention of building a business. However, right now, Nikan stated that you can't get volume for this, you can't do this, we can't do this. Well, and so some of us are feeling not so good right now. And I think for me, I'm in this mode of, how do we spin that around? How do we look at it from a positive perspective? What can we do? What should we be doing so that we're in compliance, so we don't end up like Herbalife, so that all of our product purchases are for personal use, they're not for rank advancement or for monthly ongoing qualification. And I think what we're going to talk about right here with a couple examples and a couple questions, under the premise of the fact that all orders, all volume counts, everything counts except for the ID, the consultant ID that it's ordered under. So in other words, if we as consultants, and I don't think there's any customers on the line, but maybe there are right now, or maybe they're catching via the recording, if a consultant orders a product underneath their ID number, it doesn't count for qualification for rank advancement or monthly qualification. We still get paid on it, though. It's still volume to get paid on. It still counts as a sale to Nikan. We just can't count it for qualification or for rank advancement. So everything still counts and always has, but the questions that are coming up, and I'm not sure who's first in the queue, so I'm going to pause like this.
And?
There we go. That's what I was doing. This sounds like Dee Welsh, am I correct?
It is. Yes,
oh, good morning, Dee. How are you today?
I'm great, and I'm glad you're continuing this conversation for us, because I so appreciate Nikan protecting us, protecting Nikan, protecting really, ultimately, all that we can help down the line with these guidelines that they're giving
mm-hmm.
us. However,
I knew the however was coming.
However, my intention is to help a lot of people, and my intention is to continue to be healthy, you know, by the use of what all I use for myself,
sure.
and also to move to the next level, which for me would be goals.
Okay.
And there's no one else, you know, in my home who I can, you know, order for them.
Okay.
Using their ID number as a customer, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, guide me. With that in mind, please.
Okay, so
there's others in this situation as well.
Right, the great guru Vance Rogers will put on his Xiaomi hat right now. And no, just kidding. You know, Dee, when you and I spoke yesterday, because the cell phone connection kept going in and out, and what would we call each other back, like 3 or 4 or 5 times? You're in a very similar predicament that a lot of consultants in North America are in, myself included, for Stacey and I, my parents, in that we always, from day one, from the day that Nikan came to North America back in 1989, everybody who joined Nikan as a consultant, we got credit for and utilized for rank advancement and monthly qualification. Every purchase we made, that was the standard operating procedure. So how do we transition now into the fact that, hey, Nikan's introducing some new products? I'm looking at an email right now that came out, I believe it was 2 days ago, that Nikan is requesting or saying on Thursday, they said this, we can host a product launch. And I don't know who received this. I'm presuming everybody. Did you receive this email, Dee?
I did.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody got it. I was a launch host in November, so.
Okay. So I'm looking at it. I was not a launch host. I never registered to be one. But in April, Nikan's introducing the Everyday Organic-Based Weight Management Program with 5 key products. Now, the only thing different from you receiving this and the members of Team Kaizen receiving this, the 13 of us around the globe, seven here in North America, is that I know what's in this bundle of products, which is what we've been referring to it. So I can look at it right now that the full cost retail for a customer, and I'm going to answer your question by saying this very same, you know, the same issue here. It's a $264 package bundle of products, which there's some irony there, and I can't say why it's so ironic. But I'm going to go through and put that into an auto ship order. Well, what's 25% less of that? Somebody can do the math, and who's got a calculator in front of them? I don't. But you could see what that bundle of products would be on auto ship. So let's just say it's a $200 pack on auto ship. And this is geared, according to this email, that it's for everyday organic-based weight management. And the so what of that is it? You want to order this as a consultant, and your ongoing desire or your intention is to qualify, to be quality enrolled, so you can go to Japan, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been quality enrolled in both January and February?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said yes. Otherwise, we'd have to get somebody else on the line because you won't work as the example. There are currently 424 of us in North America that are in the running because we have made that intention of, hey, we're going to go to Japan. We're on that plane. We can visualize ourselves and all the other great things. And the requirement is twofold. One, we need to be quality enrolled every single month. That's 500 points in customer volume and or retail volume that we can prove with Nikken retail sales receipts that we've in turn sold it to somebody. And then the second thing that we need to do is develop four frontline silvers. Okay, so it's a total of 24,000 in volume total, or about $30,000 spent outlaid. And your intention right now, Dee, is, hey, I want to get to gold. I think that's what you said, right? You're silver, you want to be gold.
Correct.
And that's all volume. You don't need to develop any other leaders. You don't need to, you know, break out three frontline silvers. However, that'll happen with your intention of going to Japan. So how do you make everything count? Well, we have been telling people for the last year and 4 months, well, hey, just you know, register a fictitious customer. Register your cat, your dog, your kid, you know, pick somebody, and just order all your products underneath them because they're a customer. Yeah, that was really, really bad counsel, okay? And I'll admit again, that was very foolish on my part, and I'm sorry, okay? I can't keep saying sorry to appease some people who now have received a letter from Nikken, and they feel like they did something wrong, and they're going to go off to Federal Trade Commission prison. And, by the way, we're putting in a bulk order, Mom and I, of FTC orange or light blue, depending on your color preference, of FTC prison, zoot suits, you know, jumpsuits. So, okay, and I'm glad you're laughing because somebody I mentioned that to the other day said, Vance, I don't think that's funny. I don't want to go to Federal Trade Commission. There is no such thing as Federal Trade Commission prison. All right? There is no such thing. We're getting these letters from Nikken because we've done something to violate the new policy that went into effect on January 1st. And how do we prevent and eliminate it? Well, here's an easy solution for you. We've got this, what did they call it again? Everyday organic-based weight management program. Five key components, a bundle of products. I just told you, because I totaled them up, $264 is what the customer cost would be. So let's say it's around $200. My guess is, my hunch is that Nikken's going to deeply discount that even more. So let's say it's $150, you know, dollars, or let's say it's 150 points, or, you know, or just say it's 200 to make the math work easier. Did you think, come April 1st, April 3rd, I believe, is the kickoff call, that when Nikken introduces this, do you think you could find two people, or let's just stretch, let's say, do you think you could find three people who would want to say, yeah, I've got some weight management issues because I, like everybody else in North America or around the globe, I joined the gym in January, and here it is now in April, and nothing's changed. Well, I dropped a little, but then I put it all back on, you know, blah, blah, blah. Did you honestly just say, you know, and I want you to say yes, because if you say no, then
yes.
You could find a couple people that would say, hey, sign me up. I want to do that. And you say, well, why don't you join me? We'll do it together. So by the end of April, let's say you've got three customers who've all jumped on the board with you, and that's 200 points per customer. Now you're up to 600 qualifying points. And that you want to order it as well, but you want to make your points, you know, count. Well, you could do this a couple different ways, all right, legitimately. All right, but the problem is if we go back to that intention of we're purchasing products for our own consumption, what I would do to be squeaky clean and be safe, I would order this as a consultant underneath my own ID number, which I probably will. Spend whatever it is going to be for the bundle. I believe there's also going to be a discounted shipping on it. I think if we put it on AutoShip. I don't know. I don't know all the details. I only know what the five core products are, one of which, or maybe it's two. Some of the products will be new while others will be recently improved. Well, that's kind of exciting. So I don't even really know what the price is going to be because I thought I knew exactly which one they were. But going back to my illustration, Dee, for you, you've got three customers who jump on board, and again, for the illustration, 200 points at 600. You are now quality enrolled because you've got over 500. So you've met that intention, and now your products that you buy as a, let's just say you are fully qualified silver, that in your personal group and your personal group volume, you, your customers, and any consultants. Do you have any consultants underneath of you, like a director, executive?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Let's say a few others of your directs and your executives rose to the challenge, and they did the same thing. You had three others that did the same thing, and they produced that same, you know, three customers, and then they ordered themselves. So all of that volume together in your personal group, you, your customers, your executives, and your directs, they all totaled up volume over 2,000 points. That's all qualifying points, not counting your own purchase. So now you're not only quality enrolled, you are fully qualified silver to earn a 20% commission on top of the 25% that you're gaining from your customers. So you're fully qualified. So your own purchase is irrelevant. What I mean by that is you're still going to get paid the full 20% on your own purchase of this pack, this bundle of products, because your intention, as you stated, and I can answer the question from me, could you go out and gather a few customers to jump on board with this program? Because your intention is to build a business. So now let's say all of a sudden, you say, well, Vance, here's the predicament. I've got a customer who does not have a visa. They live in an area of our town. Because aren't you in Illinois?
I am.
Okay, and I'm not going to say anything about Chicago or the South Side or some of the areas that I've driven through or that are kind of rough areas. But let's say you live in an area that, let's say Gary, Indiana, and no offense to Pat Kelly, who I believe is close to Gary, Indiana, but that area is kind of a rough part of the nation, like inner city Detroit. There's rough parts, and you have this customer who does not have a credit card, and they live in an area that they absolutely forbid you to ship anything to their address because it won't be on their porch but a couple seconds, and it will get, you know, permanently borrowed by somebody else who obviously needed it more than they did. So you got a customer who does not have a visa, and they can't ship it to their house, but they're a registered customer, so now you have to order the product, this weight management pack, for them using your credit card, and then they're going to give you the cash or they're going to write you a check, and then it has to be shipped to your address because you track where I'm going?
I do.
So how do we resolve that issue? Well, Nikken's computer is automatically going to red flag us because the customer didn't use their visa. The customer didn't go to their address. That's the big deal. That it's the address. Where does the product end up? Like the DMV, I think I mentioned this last week, If a vehicle is registered to your house, your address, that's where the vehicle sleeps at night. If I'm a Oregon resident, I cannot, by Oregon law, register a vehicle to my brother's house up in Brush Prairie, Washington, because that's a different state. And the Oregon DMV will not allow that. So, and that's not going to be my intention anyways, or vice versa. But the customer's intention is to get the products, and when they're shipped to your house, Dee, that's going to raise a red flag. So you're going to get a letter from NECN and several people on the line. I could read verbatim exactly what these letters say because they are kind of scary. All you need to do every single month to satisfy NECN, and my belief is that after a few months, once we establish a precedent, we should be able to just pick up the phone, call NECN and say, hey, yeah, my customer, Jane Smith, yeah, that same. This is their next order. Do you want me to fax in or mail in the same letter again? But if we do it once, if we scan it and put it into our computer, all we have to do is just click send again. Now, we're going to have to change the date or something, but NECN is trying to be way above reproach so we don't end up in the situation where Herbalife was a few months ago. Going back to that. So does that illustration weigh out? Because I think I covered a few people.
Yeah, it definitely okay. does.
It's the intention. It's the retail sales receipt. And I don't mean to say, blahs, you know, just say that's going to cover everything, but a lot of our customers, they buy products from us. Scott Zook, I was on the phone with last night. He's one of our customers. He bought a Kinko Touch from me, gave me $260 cash because he doesn't have a Visa, and I just handed him the brand new Touch. I always keep at least one on hand. And then I need to reorder another one. Now, Scott lives quite a ways away. It's not worth the gas money to have it shipped to him and then have us meet up and have him bring me the replacement to put back in my little inventory. Chris Thayer, I believe you're still on the line. This is this is an issue for you, right, that people are buying products right out of your wife's office.
Right.
Office. Yeah. And how?
I'm not going to order a product for $10 shipping and charge them $10 shipping if I can order a half dozen of them. Because a lot of these folks, they want it when they walk in the door.
Sure, absolutely.
If I try to order for them, then you know, I'll get it later, and that never happens.
Well, I think Ron D'Amico, when he was on our call, it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, he said, look it, you know, when you run an auto parts store like I did, if you don't have the product on hand, somebody comes in and they've got a fan belt that's completely shredded, they need a new fan belt, I better have a few on hand to meet the need, because if I have to go order it, or if I have to run down the auto parts store or a competitor and I don't have it, so it's no different than NECN. We should all have a few extra pair of insoles on hand, because our intention is to share these products with other people. So let's say, Chris, you've got, you know, oh my goodness, five pair of each size of the insole, both M-strides and M-steps. That's 20 pairs of insoles right there. And in a given month, let's say you introduce 10 new customers and you unload 10 of those, you know, pair of insoles. How would you restock your inventory?
I turn around and order another batch of 10.
Okay. So if your intention is to replace your customer inventory, all you need to do, and I think you could do this on one retail sales receipt, you order, you know, 10 new pair to replace those, you click the retail button, because these were retail bona fide customer sales, you ship them right back to your address, and then all of a sudden, NECN says, whoa, wait a second, and you get this letter from them. Well, you turn around and you fill out a retail sales receipt, and I think, again, this is just my opinion, that it would satisfy the new requirements, and you put line item by line item, all from top to bottom, the person's name in parentheses next to each one of them, paid cash with the dollar sign or check number, whatever. One form, get it back to NECN, either fax, mail, or scan it and email it, and boom. Yes, it's labor intensive, and it's a waste of paper, and it supports the logging industry in this great nation of ours. However, it establishes a precedent. It's squeaky clean. And those of us who have been around a while, we're going, oh, I don't do paperwork. I hate paperwork. Well, I'm in that category. I don't have an office. My office is wherever my rear end lands. That's my office. Yesterday, my office changed locations 4 different times based on the weather patterns and where the sun was hitting. So I don't have a desk that I can file paperwork in. I do have a laptop, though. So I can scan and email documents to Nikin like that. And there you go. So, Chris, that's the extra step that you're going to have to do to meet this. You'll still get qualifying credits because it's a bona fide retail sale. But I agree with you. I'm not going to order one pair of insoles and pay $10 shipping for one. I'm going to have a few on hand, and I do. We always do, just to make it easier for people because immediately, boom, the sale's done, and then we're running a business. Chris, I think you had another illustration or another, or no?
Well, I have a consultant who's ordering, but it's actually her personal orders. But I understood that any of your personal orders you do not get paid on. You don't get a rebate on.
Oh, no. You still get a rebate as long as, I believe Ellen Franklin's on the line right now, and I didn't ask her permission to use her, for example, but I think she would be okay with it. Ellen has several customers who are not registered as customers, but they're AutoShip users. And the way that we used to do this, quite simply, was, hey, because you're a family member, I'll just give you the deepest discount, and I'm just going to add your AutoShip order to my ID number. So I think this will answer your question, Chris, is that, so Ellen's done this with several, and again, these are family members. I've met and talked to some of these people, and every single month they have an ongoing AutoShip order from Nikin. But they're using Ellen's ID number. She set it up for them. Now, as long as Ellen has at least one registered customer with 100 points of qualifying volume, and that means it's a customer auto ship order, not an auto ship order underneath her, then she will in turn get paid the full volume or the full commissionable volume for those customer orders, as long as there's at least 100 points underneath of a registered customer. So all those other orders.
A retail auto ship that you have set up?
I missed the first word. That's a question or a statement?
No, I'm asking. I said, can that also be, I have a retail customer, but it's set up under my ID as a retail auto ship to her address. Does that qualify for that reason? 100 points.
Because you just said the key words, her address. That's where a red flag will not be raised, because even if it was on your credit card, but it's going to her address, how would any scrutiny be brought against that? Because it's going to her. It's retail, but see why... Why would you put it under your ID number and not just register her as a customer, Chris?
She just requested not to.
Okay.
She just asked to set that so I can do it.
And that's a perfect example, because there are some people, they don't. They've been registered with so many, store things, and they're tired of the emails, they're tired of the mail coming in. They just said, no, enough's enough. I don't want to be registered for anything at all, period. I know that I've lied at checkout counters, okay? And giving them a bogus email. I know that's terrible, but I think God will forgive me in the end. Even being confronted by our 15-year-old said, Daddy, as we're walking out, you just lied. You gave. I said, no, that was an accurate email address at one time. It just doesn't work anymore. I said, kiddo.
It's an accurate email, just not mine.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. But that's it. You bring up a beautiful illustration, Chris, in that you've got people out there that they don't want to be a registered customer. But it is a retail sale, and it could be an ongoing monthly AutoShip. You can click the when you register an AutoShip underneath a consultant ID number, you're setting it up as AutoShip. You have the opportunity to click wholesale or retail, and if it's going to a customer, it needs to be, because if the customer is going to use their credit card ongoing every month, then boom. Now, if the customer wasn't using their credit card and they're paying you, then it would be a whole different story. But most people that have an ongoing charge, they're going to use their own credit card. It's going to go to their house. Because it's retail, they're going to get charged the customer price. And then you, at the same time, you're going to get the qualifying volume for both rank advancement and monthly qualifications.
Okay.
So we're three for three. I'm waiting for a curveball to be thrown my way.
You also mentioned and then kind of dismissed it, whether they're checking the credit card. For instance, I do quite often. I'll do a cash sale, and of course, then I'll place the order using my credit card.
It's really not an issue because we know what the intention is, and you know, I'm gonna fast forward to next fall. All right, our eldest, McKenna Rogers, who's one of our customers, she's 18 years of age. She will be away someplace at a university. We're thinking it'll be in Seattle, but we're not 100% sure when everything comes through. She will be a bona fide customer. Now, I can add her monthly usage to our auto ship and then probably ship it up for cheaper. Or, you know, let's say she introduces Nikan to a couple of her or one of her roommates or one of the other girls on her floor. I don't know. And they've got a monthly auto ship of a couple hundred dollars, but I'm going to be paying for it on my credit card, and she's the recipient because it's going to her address. Well, is that going to be a red flag? No, because she's a legit customer. Even though we have the same last name, she's, you know, blah, blah, blah. The intention is it's going to her, and it's being shipped to her. So it won't be an issue. It doesn't matter who pays for it or the method of payment. It's a sale. Nikan doesn't really care so much, and neither does the Federal Trade Commission, who's paying for it. They want to see that the products are actually getting delivered and consumed by the end user, which is, in fact, a customer.
I
think I heard Nancy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy. Yes.
Okay, back to Dee. Hello, Dee. What I don't understand, she has the qualifying. She is a qualified silver. Everything's fine. Is she required to order the things she is needing for herself wholesale?
Is she required by Nikan? We used to be required. We used to tell folks, hey, you want to get on autoship of at least 100 points, $100 worth as a consultant, and that'll qualify you. That's no longer a requirement. Should you, as a consultant, go ahead and register an autoship for your own consumption? Well, that's what this statement pretty much implies, that we're buying, as consultants, we're buying products for our own consumption.
Right, Yeah, I understand all that, but, I mean, she's wanting to go gold, as I am I.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to have to, I mean, it sounded to me, reading the letter that I got and everything else, that anything I order for myself, I'm not talking about for a customer, I'm not talking about anything else.
Uh-huh.
It sounds as though, unless we order wholesale, then we will get a letter. And Nikan, even though we're qualified and it doesn't have any impact on us qualifying all of that, what are we as consultants supposed to order, wholesale or retail? I'm not talking about autoship. I'm just talking about anything we order for ourselves.
For your own consumption, what I am going to do is because my intention that these are products I'm going to consume, but at the same time, I hear you loud and clear. That's why my example for D is, hey, you're working on going to gold. Well, gold, the qualification is not developed frontline silvers anymore. It's purely 15,000 in organizational volume.
Right.
So D wants everything to count. Well, D, what is your personal monthly auto ship consumption? Give me a number, an amount.
Around 200.
Okay, around 200. So, Nancy, to answer your question, no, Z is not going to get qualifying credit for that 200. In the big scheme of things, is it going to matter reaching 15,000 points? Well, absolutely. Every little bit helps. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to beg to differ, and I'm going to have to contradict everything that you've been shared from myself and from emails that have come from Dennis and Ruth Williams, from Dave and Valley, and on, people saying, hey, yeah, you want to take advantage of this, and you want to place that order. Now, the intention, let me ask you this. This is how our CPA asks us, because do we deduct as a business expense every personal use, anything that we order that comes into our own home? Absolutely. And why? This is what our CPA, Tom, says. Do you ever have anybody in your kitchen and give them a sample of that green stuff you've been trying to sell me? You know, that's what he calls it. Or do you give them a shake, one of the meal replacement shakes? Or do you give them a shot of progesterol? Yes, 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 and yes, all the above. Have I ever given people lactoferrin that come into our home or I'm talking and they sound like they're on their way to their own funeral, you know, because they sound like death? And giving them a little baggie, a little, you know, of lactoferrin, and say, hey, start taking these right away, but let's get you order some. So we have given, with the intention on building a business, we have given people samples out of our own use. So thereon, that opens up a whole other can of worms, because now that should be counting, because that's a business expense. You know, so we're getting into kind of a slippery slope because we're going, wait a second, my intention is to share the products that I'm using in my own home. We're doing an event today. And I went to our home yesterday and started grabbing all these different products that I'm going to have on display for people to see. I grabbed my Neken shaker cup and I grabbed my R canister of the new Vital Balance. And I went, ooh, that doesn't look very good because I've got hash marks with a Sharpie all over it. Because our middle daughter and I are trying to figure out exactly how many servings are in it. I thought, I can't take that with me to the meeting today. So I did the second best thing, and I called my sponsor. Hey, Mom, you do have a nice-looking canister of the new Vital Balance, right? Please bring it today. But again, it was a business expense on our business credit card, but was it ordered underneath of a customer? No, because I hadn't quite figured it out. So I'm going to err on the side of safety. You very easily could, with a registered customer that even already has an auto ship order, you could order your own use, your personal consumption product, you could order them under a customer and have it shipped to them. And it's not going to raise a red flag. I highly doubt you're going to receive a letter from Neken, because why? It's going to their address, and then you could go pick it up from them. I know several consultants who are doing that. Again, their intention, though, is they're using that product not only for their own consumption, but they're using it for demos. They're sharing those with other people. Do we need to separate those out and create a customer account just for samples? No, I think that's a little bit over the top. But am I answering your question, Nancy, with the keyword intention?
I understand that, but I'm looking at my auto ship order, and I ordered 6 get 1 free duct tape, and all the rest was in. I mean, yes, I do. We give out samples. I mean, I just made up baggies with 2 scoops of the chocolate, you know, and was giving them out at my energy night the other night at the library. But it's our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, if we are out and we have customers and all of the qualifying whatevers are qualifying us, I'm either choosing to be, to just negate anything that we use for ourselves and just ordering it wholesale. When the receipt comes in the past, I have, on my auto ship, I will put sample,
yeah,
near things that I know are, yes, that's for samples. I ordered all, I mean, I can't use up all that duct tape. I love this stuff. And, you know, and then, well, you know, we are using up, both of us are using one canister of chocolate. My gosh, we can't let that run out, you know.
Well, so no, because once you become addicted to it, and there's nothing addictive in it other than that it's real food, it's, you know, organic-based nutrition, as Nikan's calling it, which, by the way, it's 100, if, again, unless the price points change and all the other factors, this bundle, this organic-based weight maintenance pack, whatever the email called it again, that we're introducing here in a couple weeks, it's going to be around $200, $198.38 is what I'm coming up with. And that's, again, based on what the members of Team Kaizen were told that was in it. The PV, the qualifying point volume, is going to be around 160. So going back to the illustration that we did a few minutes ago with Dee, she's going to basically, to be quality enrolled with just that, she's going to need to find, you know, basically 3.5 people that ordered just that to be quality enrolled, and then she orders her own, and at least, you know, it's taken care of. Now, again, Nancy brought up the point of, well, that's not going to really help her in reaching gold. Well, it's going to take more than a few of these orders to reach that 15,000 in ongoing qualification. That's called building a customer base.
Right, so we're not depending on anything we do. It just puts the fire under our rear to get out there and get customers.
Yeah. Now, here, let me give you an answer, and I brought this up last week, and I think it provides a legal, legitimate, above board, you know, there's no red flags. Let's say in that pursuit, oh, my goodness, there's so many things that are jumping through my brain that... Dee is so close 1 month, and she says, "Hey, I'm like at, you know, 14,800, you know, qualifying points. I'm going to get paid as gold. That's aside from my own purchases. And Vance, how do I do it? It's 11:39 p.m. West Coast time, and I'm just shy 200 points. Can't I order something and make it count? I want to order, you know, in the while supplies last. I don't have the new air unit. I mean, you could pick anything. How would I order that for Dee, or how would I counsel her? Okay? Are we all ready? We're all on the same page. How do you make that count? Because it's for Dee's own personal use. But at the same time, if it's a current product, let's say it's a waterfall, and Dee, you need another one to take with you to demos because you don't want to schlep yours out of your kitchen. Or you want to have a loaner waterfall. How would you do that, Dee, to make it count, to make it be legit, and not create a phony customer to place it under?
Could I do it as a retail order?
You could.
My own ID.
You could.
On my own credit card. And
yep.
Take a chance that I'm not going to get a letter, and if I got a letter...
You just, I think what I would do, it's simply, this goes into the 70% verification rule, that this product was purchased, yes, for qualifying volume, and yes, to get, you know, qualified as a gold to meet that benchmark, but the intention was you're going to use this product as a loaner waterfall.
Right.
Okay, the other way you can do it, that's the simplest, cleanest, and easiest way to do it. The other way that will not raise a red flag, that you will not get a letter, and I can guarantee you this, you could order that underneath one of your consultants.
Okay.
And when I say underneath one of your consultants, that could be any of your consultants, regardless of their rank. Why? Because your goal, your intention is to get to 15,000 in organizational volume. So you, in turn, could, to push you up over the benchmark. Because a waterfall is 206 qualifying points. That would push you up over if you're at 14,800. So, because again, all volume counts for everything except for the consultant, not the customer, the consultant ID number that it's ordered under. So I'm hoping, and I hope I didn't just steer anybody on the wrong path on that last illustration, because now Vance Rogers just said we should be ordering everything underneath any of our consultants in our organization. If you want to do it that way, you can. And it's completely legit. My goal, my intention, is to build a customer base. And I know that month after month after month, all the volume, all the orders that we are seeing coming into our group. By the way, my answer to some of you via text was, what was the acronym? GGCOV. Nancy, isn't that what I came up with? GGC, was it? GGCOV. And it's not, you're not going to see this on a Nikan genealogy report, by the way, folks. This is just something Vance came up with to help motivate Vance. GGCOV simply stands for Go Gather Customers Organizational Volume. If we adopt that principle, that mandate, all of these issues that we're concerned about, all the red flags that could be raised, they won't be raised anymore. And please hear my heart in this. If you did, in fact, receive a letter from Nikan, well, let's clean up our act a little bit. Let's find out what it is we did wrong that generated the red flag, generated the letter, and let's just make it right. I know one of our first-level consultants, he was registered as a customer underneath his wife's consultantship. Well, he has since joined the consultantship to clean it up, and he is going to purge his old customer account. Because that was the way I encouraged them to do it, so they could get all the volume and all the qualification and all that. They're not doing that anymore. Now they're building a customer base, and when you look at their customer orders, it's all legit, real customer orders. And it's not. What are they doing with their own purchases and whatnot? Well, they're first striving to get a customer base of getting the 500 points, and then everything else in their pursuit of silver. They're figuring out creative ways when a customer orders something, they simply ask them, hey, you're going to order this. I desperately need another pair of insoles. Can we add this to your order? And I'll just write you a check right now. And so they're getting creative and stuff like that. All right, it's just like what Chris said. You know, you're going to order a bunch at the same time. You either mark the retail box or it goes underneath of a customer. But the real key here is just make sure the intention is to build a business and that the products are getting delivered to the customers, and you're not building up a stockpile of products, and then they're going to end up on Craigslist, you know, or eBay sometime down the future. Or, even worse, get donated. Yes, go ahead.
So, Vance, this is Jane.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. Back in the day when I first signed up for Nikan, it was both my husband and I on the application. Then I've ordered products. I signed him up as a customer when you said to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for blaming me, Jane, because I take full responsibility for telling you to do that.
You know I love you. So now I get the letter. Now my husband is a customer, so in order to remedy the situation, I should send Nikan a letter taking him off as a customer.
Yep.
And then I'm done.
Yep. I would purge him and say, please purge my husband from the customer files. You're right. I'm guilty. I will wear the scarlet, you know, I messed up letters on my chest, whatever you want me to do, you know, and I don't, you know, whatever you have to do so I can be cleansed from my wrongdoing, my network marketing sins. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. I did it. You caught me. Please purge him as a customer. I'm not going to order underneath him anymore. That's not an issue. And it's a done deal.
Okay.
Go gather those customers. Make sure you're quality enrolled, because that will meet. Now, again, Jane, if your intention as a silver is to hit 2,000 every month so you can be qualified silver, then you need to, the intention is you need to go gather enough customers to make that happen.
Right.
But if your intention is not, and again, I defer back to, you know, there's so many people that I can think of right now. They don't care about being quality enrolled, or they don't care about reaching that, you know, rank requirement, you know, monthly qualification. So that's not their intention, and they're just going to order their products, you know, wholesale as a consultant for their own consumption. But if the intention is to build a business, let's go build a business and gather up all these customers. And you may find, like exactly what Chris said, you're putting an order in and you're marking the retail box, and it's coming to you, and it's on your credit card, so you can get qualifying credit. Why? Because you're using that. This was a question that came up to me this week for a gentleman who's working a booth at a fair. And I can't remember the numbers of people that they're expected to be in front of, but it's a wellness fair. And he said, Vance, he knows he's going to be able to sell at least 20 pair of insoles. How do we order those? And I said, well, just order it and mark the retail box. Or does he have any customers? Well, yeah, the guy who's sponsoring the wellness fair, he's one of his customers. I said, well, just order the insoles underneath the customer.
Right.
Ship them to the customer. It's his booth. Okay, because the customer is saying, look, I want you guys to come be a part of my booth. The customer is not interested in building the business, but he's the one that gave him the idea to have the booth, the consultant.
Right.
I said, order them underneath the customer and ship them to the customer. And if Nikan says, you know, that's too many insoles in one time, no, they're not going to say that. If they do, say, look, this is what we're doing with them. The intention is to get these insoles sold that weekend at that wellness fair. Isn't that doing business? Isn't that with the intention of building a business?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to throw those insoles on, you know, Craigslist or on eBay and try and sell them more than he can. I mean, I guess you could, but that's not the intent. It's an actual legit, you know, and if you want to create a paper trail to make it even, you know, more legit, grab a flyer or grab the website, the link to the wellness fair or whatever it is, and include it with your documentation when you send it in NECAM, but it's not going to raise a red flag. It's that's not an issue. 20 pair of insoles for a customer, maybe he's got a big family, maybe, you know, not a big issue. Now, if you're ordering $6,000 worth of products for somebody advanced to silver, and they sponsor, you know, the appropriate two consultants, that may, you know, I can see that. So, anyways, I think I answered your question, Jane. Yes? No?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. And again, if anybody is, if we haven't covered your exact scenario in the 40 minutes, sorry, I shouldn't do that with my lips, in the 40 minutes that we've been discussing this, contact me. Contact Nikan. And again, I'm hoping that everybody, we can go forward, especially with what Nikan's about to introduce with this, again, let's just call it what they're calling it. I was calling it a bundle because that's the way Jeff described it. The Everyday Organic-Based Weight Management Program. Five key products, again, some of them which are new, from April 4th to April 30th. You can register to be a launch host. And if you don't have this email, please email me and I will forward it to you. You should have received this. It does not state there's a requirement as far as a rank. Anybody can host a launch, and this could be as small as a few people in your living room, or it could be grandiose. And let me finish with this one thought, and I apologize for going over. But let me finish with this one thought. If your intention is to build a business with me, Ken, and share these wonderful solutions with other people, host an event. And what we've seen happen just in the Portland area in the last, let me just say 5 days. I was going to say 2 weeks. But last 5 days, we made a decision to be part of this global relaunch of Nikan Tour. Dennis and Ruth Williams are going to be our guest speakers at our event today. And as Mom and I were discussing yesterday, it has unleashed a firestorm of activity. We have no idea how many people are going to show up today, but we've got people driving over an hour away to come to this luncheon that we're doing. It's no cost on anybody's part other than, you know, they need to buy lunch or at least buy a drink. That's what patrons do at a restaurant who's giving us their meeting room. Maybe that's bigger than you want to go. Maybe you just want to have an event like a launch like this in your own home and invite people over. And you can Skype or Zoom. It's really, really easy to do, even with a laptop. And if you don't know how to do that, even I know how to do that, okay? And I'm not a computer guru. But step out there and say, you know, I want to do this. I want to host an event. I want to kind of launch my business or get people over and let them come check out. We're going to give samples today of the new Vital Balance, even at our luncheon. So mix it up with just regular water and then mix it up also with almond milk or half and half. My preference is half and half. Mom says it's too rich and too sweet when you put anything other than, you know, Pi Mag water in it. My point is this. When you have that intention of doing a business and you kind of step out there on the fringe of fear, I think Randy Gage in one of his books talks about that, is living on the fringe of fear. You know, William Todd talks about conquering the terror barrier. You know, stepping out there. When you step out there, when we do that, all of a sudden, our intention is to get butts in the seats. We want to put bodies there. So we're saying everything and anything to people and saying, hey, why don't you come? Why don't you come check it out? And you may not have a Dennis Williams or a William Todd or a Michael DiMuccio, or the list goes on and on of people that are going to come to your event, but they can via Skype. And, I mean, how great is that to get someone like Ben Woodward from England with his amazingly suave accent? Would you call it suave? No. How would you describe... It's kind of like I would describe it as ear candy. It's very pleasant to listen to Ben Woodward's voice, okay? Well, how great would that be to set it up to have him come into your living room? And Jane, you're in
Indiana?
Indiana, right? Yeah. How great would that be for a bunch of Hoosiers to have a Kiwi live from England come into your living room and have him address your group?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And Ben is a great guy, and if it fit into his schedule, I'll bet he'd do that. You just got to make the time frame work. If you're going to host an evening meeting at 7 p.m., I don't think Ben's going to do that because that's going to be really, really dark. Now, but if it's a Saturday morning gathering and you're making breakfast for a bunch of people, hey, and by the way, thank you for reminding of that, Jane, and you're saying to yourself, Vance, I didn't remind you of anything. One of the challenges that Team Rogers came up with on our Monday evening mentoring call is, could we have the intention of inviting just one person a week over for lunch or breakfast and making them a shake? Could we do that? What if we, yeah, absolutely. What if we raise the stakes to two a week? That's 8 potential customers per month on auto ship. And if they did this bundle, okay, this organic-based weight management program, and what did I just say? On AutoShip, the price right now is $198.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the potential is huge, absolutely huge. And, you know, hey, Jim, we haven't connected. Remember, we kept talking about getting together. Hey, what are you doing Saturday morning? Our house is nuts. We got, you know, because, you know, or pick a date that works best for you. Why don't you come over for breakfast? Yes, I'm being a little deceptive. And as a guy, I know that would be really rude because most guys are going to want the steak and eggs or the, you know, biscuits and gravy. Well, that's just not in my wheelhouse because I don't do that anymore. And I've dropped 10 pounds in less than 2 months. Well, I guess it would be 2 months. But it was only 1 month utilizing the new formula. And that was only 2 to 3 times a week. It has majorly conquered the cravings that I have as a 75% German wanting a treat every day or every night. The craving is not there. I mean, it's been amazing. And 10 pounds, just like that. Now, I know Jane is a female. You're going to say, Vance, I hate your guts, right?
I hate my husband's guts because he dropped 37 pounds and he wasn't on KVB. So,
My point is this, if we will have the intention of go gathering customers, invite people over, make them a shake, and mix it up in almond milk, mix it 50-50, whatever you want to do. Don't morph it into some master creation where it's got umpteen ingredients, because you're taking away the real benefit of it. And just, you know, sit down and talk about it. Say, this is what our family is using as a meal on the go. It's the more requested breakfast item of my daughters, okay, of our kids, because it's fast, it's easy, it tastes great, and they know it's very, very filling. And when you start looking at the ingredients and you look at the cost per serving, on and on and on, you can't find anything else out there that's organic-based that's going to provide these results. And for most of us living in not just America but around the globe, North Americans for sure, we're approaching a solid 80% of our population, at least in the States, that are overweight. And I think it's 35 or 37% of those are in the obese category. So we've got a great solution here to help a lot of folks. And if it's not even a weight issue, oh my goodness, the mental benefits are phenomenal. And when you throw that in with the 10-4 and then some of the others, again, I wish I could tell you what's going to be in this pack, but let's not wait until April 1st. Let's get started now and start laying the foundation. And then I think we're going to solve a lot of our other issues. So anyway,
hey, Dan,
go ahead.
I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
Do any of our supplemental products have this L-glutamine in it?
That's a good question.
You know?
That's a good question. I don't know what that is, and I don't know what other aliases or other pseudonames that might have.
Okay.
You could call Nikan and they would be able to look that up.
Really?
Do you know what it is, Jane?
It's something to do with the intestinal lining.
Okay.
Well,
I would immediately think that the digestion, even though it may or may not have that particular ingredient, the digestion would be fantastic for that. Because that's not only stomach, but that's also digestion and all the digestive organs, including the excretionary organs to help, you know, flush stuff out that shouldn't be in there. But as David Jones shared last week with his friend Lori, you know, what happened with her with the green matcha tea, and again, we're not endorsing and we're not saying you need to go smoke marijuana to see how fast you can push it out of your system with the 10-4. But for her, it was less than 24 hours, and it was gone because she actually had to take that pee test the next day for a job interview, and there was not a trace of it. Now, again, some people's systems work faster than others, but I confirmed this with the paramedic this week. Marijuana can be in your system for up to 30 days, for anywhere in your system, and for it to be gone in less than 48 hours, she drank the 10-4 on Tuesday, and Wednesday, took the pee test, and it wasn't in her system. So, and if you missed that story, go get the recording from last week. Steve should have it posted soon if it's not. But that was our testimony that we kicked off. So, anyways, we can get into all kinds of other questions. I want to thank Mom, thank Char Rogers for testimony up front, and Dee Walsh, and Chris Thayer, and Jane Buki. Thank you all. And Nancy Clyde, sorry, almost missed you, Nancy. Thank you all so much. And I'm hoping this was helpful. Next week we will have a guest, and we will resume our regular Saturday AM live, coverage. We will assume our regular program format. That's the word I'm looking for. And I really, really want to encourage everybody out there, go for broke. Why not? I think we've resolved this issue, at least I hope we have. And if we haven't, if there's still some other illustration out there, and how to order product and all that, just contact your upline, contact me. I really, really appreciate those of you who contacted me this week, and we were able to bring it up on the call this morning because I think it will be helpful. And I know there's several other announcements that I'm forgetting, one of which is the, almost forgot it, the mattress topper demo or demonstration chunk, sample, whatever you want to call it, $12.99. I think I mentioned this last week. We can order it now so you don't have to tear into one of the new Kinko seats to show people what the mushroom magnet or the button magnet looks like. But it's a really, really nice, and again, I'm just going by looking at the pictures. I forgot to order mine this week, and it will happen on Monday. And then there was one other announcement that I did not write down that I want to mention, but I'll remember it for next week. So have a great week, everybody. And for those of you who wanted to, I apologize for going long, but I know this was helpful, at least for me, too, as well. So have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you, those of you who are part of the Team Rogers group, we'll talk to you on Monday evening. And if not, next Saturday, same time, same number. And if there's anything we can do in the meantime, please don't reach out. Contact us via email, text, all the good stuff. And we'll go from there. So talk to you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ben.